The heavens have already opened in some parts of southeastern Australia, and the Weather Bureau is warning the worst is yet to come. In Melbourne, people are using sandbags to try to prevent inundation, while in rural areas, farmers are doing what they can to protect their crops. Alison Jones has a cherry farm near Wangaratta in Victoria's northeast and has a helicopter on standby. She's told the ABC the chopper's rotor blades can be used as a giant blow dryer to pass over waterlogged cherries.
Seems a bit extravagant, but it certainly helps to dry the fruit off. Yeah, they just fly low over the rows, and that just dries the fruit off enough just to remove the moisture, and then they can dry up. So it's just continual rain that sitting on the fruit that does the damage.
Senior forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology, James Taylor, says a low pressure system that's developing over Victoria could have the most impact on the state's northeast.
What will happen overnight is we'll see a low pressure system develop over northwestern Victoria, and we'll see very heavy rainfall associated with that low pressure system. Now, exactly how that low pressure system moves over the next 24 hours will determine where the heaviest rainfall occurs. It's likely that it will move across northeastern Victoria, and that's why we're so concerned about that region. Flash flooding and riverine flooding are real concern in that area.
Parts of southern New South Wales could also be affected. Assistant Commissioner of the New South Wales State Emergency Service, Kayleen Jones, has told Sky News that people must take the threat seriously and be prepared to act.
People need to not be complacent, I think. We're absolutely out there to assist. We've deployed specialist flood rescue resources, and we've have aviation assets on the ground in those locations. However, obviously the weather is a particularly difficult thing to predict. And in that situation, we need people to be as prepared as they can possibly be, to take action early, to have their home emergency kits ready, and to be ready to actually evacuate if that becomes necessary.
Forecaster James Taylor says the extreme weather poses a potential threat to both Victoria and Tasmania until at least Sunday.
So the risk really lasts right through until around about lunchtime on Sunday for Victoria. But Tasmania, with that low pressure system deepening off the east coast of Tasmania, will still be a risk during Sunday.